We're here on KSOM as we get ready for tonight's volleyball matchup between Riverside and Audubon, and Coach Chris Derry for the Audubon Wheelers joins me now. And Coach, how do you feel about your volleyball team coming into a tough showdown with the Bulldogs?
Well, feeling pretty good. Been working on some different things in practice. Girls been working really hard, making some different adjustments here and there. Serving's kind of been one of our hot things right now, so it's been kind of nice seeing the girls improve across the board.
So tell me about serving and just overall, how's that been going and what you've been trying to work on to improve there?
Serving and being consistent, making sure we're getting those, getting on those streaks right away. We've been doing a better job getting some quick side outs, working on those ball placement on our serves, staying aggressive, back behind that serving line. Anna Miller's always really strong back there, as well as Harlow, or Anna Larson, as well as Harlow Miller. So they do a great job back there, the serving line for us. So.
Well, I saw you last week, of course, against Tri-Center, and it was a fairly good match outside of one set. I mean, to come back and win the second set against the Trojans was pretty impressive. It seemed like the one thing that got in the way was just your hitting efficiency. There were some miscues, especially early on, but I think they got better as the match wore on. Just how do you feel about everybody just with an efficiency standpoint and trying to limit those, hitting errors?
Yeah, help with those hitting errors. We were working on our defensive passing, so we can get some better passes up there to Anna for setting. That'll allow her to get some better sets over to outside hitters. That way Harlow and Kate can get going early. being down our Abby Wanzer in the middle right now with an injury, it's kind of taken away that a little bit. But our bench has really stepped up, helping fill those roles. Just trying to get Harlow and Cade the ball a little bit more. We can do a little bit more in our offense. You know, if Anna's getting some better passes, so that's some of the stuff we've been working on, getting some better defensive passes, as well as some better passes coming out of serve receive, helping with that transition so we can get going early.
So what happened with Abby, and what's her status as you go forward?
Abby did a little tweak into one of her knees, but she's doing better. She's working on the men right now, so hopefully we'll get her back here shortly. Just kind of came down a little weird. Kind of came on early in the season. It was fine. Kind of something we were keeping an eye on, but she's looking like she's doing a little bit better. Hopefully we'll get her back here shortly. But like I said, our sophomore has been stepping up. Whitney's been doing really good. Peterson's filled in for us there, as well as Lucy Sanderson's done a really great job blocking. She's really came on strong as the season's progressed, so that's really helped us out in the middle. Blocking's really gotten a lot better as the season's gone on, so that's really helped us, you know, stay in that flow so that way our defense can get those, like I said, those better passes so Anna can get us set up for some better kill attempts, especially on the outside with Harlow out there.
Tuesday night, you lost to Underwood. Again, every set was fairly close. What was the story there against the Eagles?
I just couldn't quite get on a run. We get a quick side out, and then we had some serving errors. It's kind of off night for our serving. Usually that's pretty solid. So we're going to make some adjustments in practice, focusing on that a little bit more. Usually that's one of our strong suits going into the games. We can't be giving those free points back to the other team when we get a quick side out.
So this match against Riverside, I mean, obviously the Bulldogs undefeated, a great challenge for your team. What have you seen from Riverside and what you're going to have to do against them?
Well, we're definitely going to make sure we get some blocking. Got to get up there. You have some big hitters there on the outside and in the middle. So we want to make sure we're getting touch on those balls so that way our defense can transition and get some of those good passes up. So we can get our offense in flow, keep it in system. You know, when you get out of system, that takes away some of your stuff. So we want to make sure that we're staying in system and try and keep Riverside out of system, especially, like I said, we can get on the serve going, keep some aggressive serves and keep them out of system. That's going to help us out a lot as well.
When you look at Riverside, what do you see as their biggest strength?
Oh, definitely they have some really nice passing, which sets up their offense, keeps it in flow. Their libero gets a lot of balls in play, so does really good passing. They have some big hitters outside, especially in the middle, and so they're able to utilize their middle and outside really well. So we want to make sure that we're able to transition, get some touches on balls, if not get some blocks.
And what does it mean just to have this opportunity to play a ranked team and kind of see where you're at here as you get to the heart of the conference schedule?
Well, it's always great playing a tough team. You really get to see where your strengths are, where your, some different areas you need to work on, definitely improve. It's always great. It's, I've always felt it's always better to play a good team and have a good close match or play those good teams rather than to get an easy win. So you really get to see a little bit more about who you really are. So it'll be great seeing these, our girls, dig deep and see where what we can come away with.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck tonight against the Bulldogs. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Chris Derry, coach for Audubon Girls Volleyball, joining us here on KSOM.